it does appear that a lot of this is landing in the laps of teachers, individual teachers, to decide how they split up a classroom, for lack of a better phrase. So what would be the considerations for teachers? So are we talking about their assessment of which kids do or which teens are doing better online than others, or just from their familiarity with them? You know, some might want to be, you know, their friends aren't in class, maybe they're not, or, how, you know, what would be the consideration for a teacher in splitting up that class to make it work the best?
Just to clarify, there's no expectation that a teacher will be involved in splitting up the class. The school administrators, many of them have already gone through this thought exercise about what scenario two would look like. But it, what would it involve would be dividing the entire school population into half, and then one set, and it could be alphabetic, it could be other factors too, like you have to consider siblings and such. The total school population is divided in half. On Monday morning, half of that school, that population would be authorized to come to school and encouraged to come to school, either by bus or whatever means. They get there, and then they start their day. So it's not on the requirement, or we're not requiring teachers to divide up the class. That will be done on a school basis by the administration, and then it alternates from there.
Rather than having the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday sort of thing, was there any consideration giving the going week to week, as opposed to having the back and forth? You know, one day you're in and the next day you're home, and the next day you're in and the next day you're home. Do you think that could cause extra upset for some students?
I think early on in the considerations, when both the Department of Education and the two school boards were going through this, that was part of the thought analysis. In order to ensure a good flow, it was felt that alternating days would be a better model. And allows for, because if you don't go with the other one week on, 1 week off, then it impacts the learning model a bit differently. In this way, you can, in the alternating day, we feel that there's advantages to allow the continuity of learning, the flow, to work much better. And again, just to clarify the other question that you talked about, teachers making the choice, teachers do have a choice about the learning model. There's three or four different models. I just mentioned one approach. Another learning example is a two-station rotation. So teachers plot and prepare the lesson in advance, you know, leveraging digital. They share the learning goals in advance. And then at the start of the period, there's a welcome activity. Both the online folks and the folks at home are looking at the teacher as a whole group. And then the teacher prepares a lesson preview for the group. And then what we call moves into a two-station rotation model, where there will be a teacher-led component and an online work component that would occur. And then there's an exit activity. And the next day, that could be flipped to a degree. So the idea of doing a Monday, then a Tuesday, rather than Monday to Friday, then Monday to Friday, makes some of those learning models a little more difficult to implement.